it's a torture.
啊，就算有物质的东西，但是没有属灵的满足啊，人生还是不满足。
So if we have physical, we are filled physically, but our spiritual is empty. It's pitiful.
所以他们一定要回去重建圣殿。
So that's why they have to go back and rebuild the temple.
那我们看回来以斯拉记的第六章。
Let's turn back to Israel chapter 6.
因为神的同在啊，他们很快的就把这个殿重建好了。
Because of the presence of God, they very quickly rebuilt the temple.
那时候也说快，也要用三年半到四年的时间。
In a short period of 3 to 4 years.
从第六章的十六节到二十二节，记载了三件事情。
From chapter 6:16 to 22, there's three incidents.
第一件，这是献殿。
The first is to
都献上这个圣殿。
Offer the house of God.
Dedication.
Dedicate the temple of God.
然后呢，他们当然要先建殿。
And then built a temple.
建完殿呢，就献殿。
After building the temple, they dedicate the temple.
再来了，就是在洁净自己。
And next is to cleanse themselves.
也可以说是洁净圣殿，因为圣殿里面的人就是自己啊。
That is to cleanse themselves is also cleansing the temple.
十六节。
Verse 16.
以色列的祭司和利未人，并其余被掳归回的人都欢欢喜喜的行奉献神殿的礼。
Then the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the descendants of the captivities celebrated the dedications of this house of God with joy.
这个距离他们立殿的根基呢，已经过了几年了？考一下大家。
So how long is the period of time that they have stopped from stop building the temple of God?
只有十六吗
？16 years.
16再加多少
？16 plus.
他们停了十五六年了。
They have stopped for 15 to 16 years.
再用了三年半的时间。
And they used 3.5 years to build.
这里就是大力布王第十五节说大力布王第六年，大概是公元516。
So here it says the 6 years of the reign of King Darius.
他们是哪一年回去的？大概
？So which year did they return？
大概是536。
536 BC.
从他们立根基到可以建堂啊。
From they laid the foundation until the dedication of the temple.
差不多有二十年。
It's approximately 20 years.
因为有两段时间要加在一起。
So we have to plus the two period of time.
要盖一间圣殿，要重建圣殿，要花了那么多时间。
To rebuild the temple, they have spent such a long time.
二十年。
20 years.
要大家要努力。
Everybody have to work hard.
奉献钱。
To offer up their money,
奉献的体力
，offer up their strength.
所以你可以想象啊，献堂那一天啊，献殿那一天啊，那种喜乐是多开心的。
So you could imagine how much joy they have when they dedicate the temple to God.
我们看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
当我们读诗篇的时候
，When we read Psalms,
126篇呢
，126，
你就可以想象他们这些被掳的人回去。然后把圣殿盖起来之后的那种喜乐。
So those who are captive and they go and rebuild the temple of God, what kind of feelings they have?
诗篇一二六篇就是形容这个回归建殿的时候的心情。
So Psalms 26 records the joyful returns to Zion.
一二六，我们可以一起读啊，大声一起读，读什么文都可以。一二三，
we can read together.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。第二，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦众人说：“耶和华为他们行了大事。”耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像蓝地的河水复流，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。那带种流利出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带果捆回来。以前我们读的这段的时候，都是好像独立的看这一段。
Last time when we read Psalms, it's just to read this as a very independent Psalms.
你把这首诗歌放到那个背景里面，你可以想象他们回来了，重建了圣殿，献堂那一天，哇，那种感觉啊，就好像做梦一样。
So if we relate this psalms together with them going back to, they have come back and returned and rebuilt the temple of God. They have such joy.
你可以想象神给他们的恩典有多大。
You could imagine how much blessings God has given them.
神亲自把他们打破。
God has broken them down.
但是神要亲自帮他们重建。
And God has personally rebuilt the temple of them.
神用杖来严严地打他们。
God used the rod and struck them.
但是打完之后呢，要帮他们涂药。
And after God has struck them, He anointed all medication.
包起来。
And He has wrapped them up.
这个就是我们的神。
This is our God.
我们小时候有没有打过孩子？或者小时候有没有被父母打过？
Do we beat our children or have we been beaten by our parents?
如果你没有的话，可能你父母还不是很爱你啊。
If you didn't, perhaps your parents do not love you that much.
或者你很乖，可能也没被打。
Or perhaps you are very obedient and you have not been beaten.
打完之后还要安慰你，还要把你那个伤包起来。
So after your parents beat you, they have to put ointment on you and then comfort you.
一边帮你擦那个药走，一边妈妈或者爸爸眼睛也是流眼泪。
And as your mom is putting medication on you, she was tearing.
这个就是父母的心。
This is the heart of the parents.
神的心就是这样。
God's heart is the same.
百姓在哭吗？这七十年百姓在哭吗？其实神的心也在哭啊。
In these 70 years, the nations are crying and God's heart is also crying.
因为神是父亲呢。
Because God is the Father.
硬着他一定要狠下心来，这一次要好好的让他们受苦，他们才会回来。
He wants to be determined so that the nation suffers and then they will return.
所以啊，他们这样子回来重建圣殿，实在是很感动的一件事情。
So this is a very touching incident where they come back to rebuild the temple.
流泪撒种，必然欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap with joy.
所以我们今天的信仰也是一样。
Just likewise, same as our faith today.
也许你觉得自己在受苦。
Perhaps we think that we are suffering.
但是神是给你希望的神。
But God is a God of hope.
你跟着神跑，你跟着真理跑，你绝对不会走到绝望的地方。
If you follow God and follow the truth, you will not come to a dead end.
就算圣殿被毁啊，神都把他们带回来啊。
Even the temple is destroyed, God has brought them back.
神是给你希望的神。
God is a God of hope.
所以如果你跟着神来跑，
If we follow God,
你一定会有希望。
Surely we will find hope.
所以我们神训班回来就是要重建圣殿。
So after the NATS, we have to rebuild the temple.
一定要好好把它盖起来。
We have to rebuild it.
那这个献堂礼啊，是一件很快乐的事。
To dedicate the temple is a joyous thing.
人生我们的信仰当中啊，能够参加一两次献堂礼就很感谢主啊。
So in our journey of faith, if we can dedicate a few times a lifetime is a blessing.
尤其是如果你有机会参与这个建殿，然后又可以参与献堂礼，哇，那个就是神给你最大的福气。
If you have the opportunity to be involved in the rebuilding of the temple and also the dedication of the temple, this is the greatest blessings that God has given you.
我们移民这一代啊，来到国外啊，其实都有机会参与。
And for this generation who has immigrated here, we will have this opportunity.
可以说多伦多这个教堂是1996年献堂的。
For example, Toronto Church is dedicated in 1996.
在座有没有弟兄姐妹，多伦多有献堂礼的时候有飞过来参加？
Any one of us has flown here to attend the dedication?
好像都没有啊。
有
啊，有哪一位
？Jennifer。
Jennifer， 哇 ，Jennifer 是那个时候还是小孩子啊。
So Jennifer back then was still young.
所以看到父母怎么建堂，或者是父母辈的啊，但现在呢？我们可能到自己这一代了，这也有机会建堂。
So perhaps our parents' witness has gone through the rebuilding of the temple and dedication. So this is the moment that we will do the same.
这是历史的时刻。
This is the moment of history.
好像艾蒙顿是1998年，是不是？艾蒙顿是不是九九？
So Edmonton is 1990.
九九年嘛，记得好像是。
Nine.
九九年建堂也过了差不多17年了哈，十七八。
It's 17 years ago.
16年了。
16 years ago.
温哥华是1995年。
Vancouver is 1995.
卡加利我们买会堂是1997年，是不是？97年。
Yeah, around.
所以都已经很久之前的事。
Calgary would be 1997. That's a long time ago.
有时候看回照片哦，想起那一天呢，心情都会很感动。
So when we look back at the photo and we have such joy when we reflect what has happened in the past.
所以我们每次要想起神的恩典。
So we have to always remember the blessings of God.
如果在你的一生当中啊，现在又碰到建堂了。
So in your lifetime, it's time to rebuild the temple.
你要告诉自己啊，这是神给你的福气。
You have to tell yourself this is a blessing from God.
这种机会不是每个人都碰到。
This blessing is not everyone that can have.
要努力奉献。
We have to offer up our money.
努力为教会祷告。
We have to pray hard for the church.
我下个礼拜要去美国的达拉斯。
Next week I'll be going to Dallas.
我很开心的。
I'm so excited.
不是去放假 holiday。
Not holiday。
我认为那边有献堂礼。
Because there is a church dedication there.
11月1号，他们也要献堂。
So on November the 1st, they will dedicate the church.
他们买了一块土地。
They bought a land.
经历过很多的困难。
They've gone through many obstacles.
终于把会堂盖起来。
Finally, they built the church.
所以有机会去参加这种盛会啊，实在是很大的福气。
So if you have a chance to attend such dedication is a blessing.
我们多伦多也买了一块地。
Our Toronto church has bought a piece of land.
虽然钱还没有筹够。
Although we don't have enough funds,
但是大家一定会帮忙祷告，大家一定努力的，我相信。
I believe everyone will pray hard for it and offer some money.
希望很快可以盖起来。
Hopefully in a short time we will build the temple.
以后我们多伦多献堂的时候，你们也回来参加。
So when the Toronto Church has this dedication, please come and attend.
卡加利也在买会堂。
And Calgary is also seeking for a chapel.
虽然还没有买成。
Although it's not successful.
希望可以很快。
And hopefully in a short time.
如果买成的时候，大家一定要去参加献堂礼。
If Calgary would have a church, please go and attend the dedication. This is a greatest blessing from God. So at that time, they are so joyful. So after they dedicate the church, the temple to God, so they keep the Passover.
在守逾越节的时候呢，他们就要去除酵嘛，他们要把那个酵除掉，也要守那个除酵节。
So they also keep the festival of unleavened bread.
21节。
21节。
从掳到之地归回的以色列人和一切除掉所染外邦人污秽归服他们，要寻求耶和华以色列神的人，都吃着羊羔，欢欢喜喜的守除酵节七日，因为耶和华使他们欢喜。又是亚述王的心转向他们，坚固他们的手，做以色列神殿的工程。这里是记载他们呢，献完殿之后就开始守逾越节。
So here is records after they dedicated the temple, they kept the feast of unleavened bread.
他们立志从今天开始呢，要过圣洁的生活。
They made determination to live the holy life.
要除掉外邦在外邦所染的污秽。
They have to get rid of the filthiness they have from the foreign land.
因为在外邦活了。差不多70年了，可能学习一些外邦的风俗。
So they were in the foreign land for 70 years and was much influenced by the foreign culture tradition.
外邦人讲话的方式。
The way they speak.
The speak 外邦人穿的衣服。
The clothing that they have.
或者是习惯，或者是观念。
Their traditions or concepts.
甚至可能有一些偶像。
Or even they have some idols.
现在都要除掉。
This they have to get rid of it.
洁净这个圣殿。
To cleanse this temple.
而是这个圣殿就是我们自己的心。
This temple refers to the heart of ours.
对的，但完献完殿之后呢，第一章第六章的这个大的使命就完成了。
So after they dedicated the temple, this is the greatest mission from chapter 1 to 6.
那从第六章的最后一节到第七章呢，说这事以后过了58年的时间，你们可以把它写在圣经里面。
So after these things, they have passed 58 years.
从第七章。到最后第十章呢，就是以斯拉记的第二个段落。
So from 7 to 10, this is the second period of Ezra.
已经过了58年了。
After 58 years.
这个现在时间呢，一跳又跳到公元前458年。
So after the 58 years will be 458 BC.
哇，所以有时候圣经里面差一节而已啊，就差了两代人了。
So just for one verse, this have two generations gone.
那很过了很久了，现在马上把焦点呢调掉在以斯拉身上。
So the focus is on Israel now.
这个事情以后呢，这献殿之后呢，波斯王亚达谢斯年间呢，这是另外一个亚达谢斯啊，有一个叫以斯拉。
So now after this thing in the reigns of Artaxerxes, kings of Persia, Israel the son of Syria and the son of.
那这个以斯拉呢，他要回来。重建百姓的信仰。
So Israel came back to rebuild the faith of the Israelites.
这个很重要。
This is very crucial.
因为有了圣殿，有一个物质的圣殿，不代表你信仰就会变得很好。
So after they have this physical temple, doesn't mean that they have a very good faith.
你会堂盖得很漂亮。
You may have a very beautiful temple.
但是里面的人信仰有没有在进步呢？又是另外一回事。
But have the people's faith improved?
有时候我们发觉一个现象。
Sometimes we find this phenomenon.
不晓得你的本地教会有没有这种现象。
Not sure if your church, local church has such phenomenon.
没有教会的时候，大家很热心。
So when there is no church, everyone is very zealous.
那或者是呢，那个时候也没有什么硬体啊，大家在家里聚会，但是那个时候心啊， 堂活着。
So perhaps there is no a place of worship, but maybe they worship at home and they are very full of zeal.
那很辛苦盖了第一个会堂了。
So out of much obstacles, they have built a church.
大家开心完了。
Everybody has joyous.
你就发觉说，好像教会圣工都停顿了。
And then you will realize the holy work has ceased.
好像没有了以前的那种火热的心。
It seems like the zeal that we have before is no longer there.
以前没有会堂，为了要有会堂，哇，拼命祷告，拼命求神帮助，拼命奉献。
Last time when there is no chapel, everyone pray very hard and offer up their money.
大家很同心。
Everyone is so united.
这个有了一个物质的会堂呢，大家好像就没有了目标了。
So after they have this chapel, everyone lost their focus.
然后就信仰就停起来。
And the faith is stagnant.
甚至呢走下坡了。
And probably some are walking have backslide.
有时候可能会这样子。
Sometimes it could be like this.
因为我们的目标如果放在物质上的话，你很快达到这个目标，你就没有一个新的目标。
So if our focus is on the material, the exterior aspect, we will lose our focus.
这个时候已经过了58年。
58 years has passed.
信仰还没有真正的重建。
But the faith, they have not rebuilt their faith.
有物质，但是没有属灵的。
They have physical, but do not have spiritual.
所以呢，神要兴起另外一个工人。
So God has arisen another worker.
就是以斯拉。
That is Israel.
这个以斯拉呢，他有一个背景很特别。
Israel has a very unique background.
第五节。
Verse five.
这个以斯拉呢，你追溯他的这个身份呢，他其实是亚伦的后代。
Israel is the descendants of Aaron.
你看从第五节看到最后啊，他是亚伦的 亚伦的后代来了。
He is a descendant of Aaron.
因为他是亚伦的后代呢，你看第十一节呢，他是祭司，他有祭司的身份。
So we read verse 11, he is a priest. He has this status of a priest.
以斯拉第一个身份是要祭司以斯拉。
He's Israel the priest.
但是呢，他有第二个身份呢，更出名，也是更重要。
He has another title which is more important.
他被称为文士以斯拉。
He is known as
the scribe.
The scribe.
第六节，这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏哲的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所示摩西的律法，王允许他一切所求的，因为耶和华的手，神的手帮助他。这里是记载文士以斯拉。
He is the scribe of Israel.
这要记住以斯拉两个身份啊。
So Israel has two titles.
那什么叫文士呢？
What is a scribe?
文士这个字啊，在旧约圣经呢，原来是指着 secretary， 就是那种书记，在王面前帮忙写东西了，写历史啊，或者是王叫他写什么，他就写下来的，就是比较会写东西的人。
So scribe is someone is like a secretary to the king, and he records some of the history.
那后来国家灭亡了。
So when the country the kingdom was destroyed,
当中呢，他们反而开始追求自己的信仰。
So 70 years in captivity, they go after their own faith.
他们会有一些抄写圣经的人。
They are people who wrote down the scripture.
因为他们抄写圣经，所以他们也会比较熟圣经。
So when they copy the scripture, they are also familiar with the words of God.
以前的圣经啊，没有印刷术啊，一定要人手抄的。
So in the past, the Bible is handwritten. It's not like printed like today.
那在被掳的七十年当中呢，他们还是保留住他们的摩西律法，神的话语。
So in these 70s of captivities, they also kept preserved the law of Moses.
所以文士，因为他有抄圣经，比较熟圣经，也会教导圣经。
So he is a scribe. He is he copies the scripture, and also he's very familiar with the words of God.
所以这种文士啊，特别是圣经的老师。
So the scribe is the teacher of the Bible.
慢慢演变到主耶稣的时代，就有所谓的文士。也是一样，也是教导圣经的人。
So in the
或是变Rabbi，就是叫老师。
In Jesus' time, they are also known as the scribe, which is also called the rabbi who teach the words of God.
慢慢演变出来一种特殊的宗教上的带领者。
So they are this is a special term for them as a religious leader.
那这个以斯拉不单只是他每天有或者是在圣殿里面有献祭的工作。
So Israel is not only having the priest's job in the temple.
他更发功夫来学习神的话语。
He also spent time in learning the words of God.
所以第七章以下都记载他为神做的事情。
So from verse 7, he records the things that he has done for the Lord.
那我们要把重点放在第十节。
So our main point key is to focus on verse 10.
七章的第十节。
Chapter 7, verse 10.
我们可以把它画起来。
We can just highlight it.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以斯拉定制 考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将点律例典章教训以色列人。
For Israel has prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
哇，这句话值得我们来思考，还要学习。
So this is something that we can ponder and learn.
为什么以色列百姓的信仰可以在以斯拉带领之下复兴呢？
Why does the Israelites' faith can be revived by the leadership of Israel?
因为以斯拉有一个立志。
Because Israel has prepared his heart.
人如果不强迫自己啊，不立志哦，不会有改变的。
So if a man do not determine to do something, he will not change.
神会感动你。
God will move you.
但是你自己要立志。
But you have to be determined.
如果这个感动不变成一种志向的话，那种感动很快就没有了。
If you are touched by God, if you do not have a direction and determine, it would not last long.
像我们来到神训班，哎，感觉很好啊。
So when we come to NATS, yeah, it's a good feeling.
在这边很开心啊。
Yes, we are very happy.
你哪里都还没有去玩啊？那为什么会开心
？We have not gone anywhere. Why are we so happy?
开心，因为你有在祷告，有在圣灵里面祷告。
We are happy because we pray in the Holy Spirit.
因为你有在很深入的学习神的话。
Because we are serious in studying the words of God.
因为有弟兄姐妹的团契。
Because we have the fellowship among the brothers and sisters.
这种励志，这种感动呢，要变成一种励志。
So this, when we are moved, we have to be determined.
既然祷告那么好。
Since prayer is so good.
我回去我就要开始自己祷告的生活。
So when I go back, I have to start a prayerful life.
一位弟兄告诉我。
Once a brother told me.
哇，我来神训班啊，我已经感觉到神要叫我励志。
I came to and came for theological class, and God wants me to be determined.
现在开始回去啊，我要每天祷告十分钟。
So now when I go back, I will start praying at least 10 minutes.
我跟他讲很好啊。
It's good.
啊，因为之前完全没有祷告嘛。
Before he never prayed.
啊，在家里啊。
At home.
你就不能要求说从完全没有祷告说每天祷告一个钟啊，这个就太，这个很难做得到。
So of course, he never prayed, and you can't insist that he pray 1 hour.
十分钟也是一个例子，很好啊。
10 minutes is a good determination.
每天，他说每天要读一小段。
So every day you read a portion of the Bible.
很好啊，每天读一小段总比没有读好啊。
And it's better that you read a small portion rather than not reading it at all.
有时候我们立志也不能立得太高啊。
Sometimes when we make a resolution, we should be more realistic.
有些时候听到年轻人说，哇，我就 NYTS 回去说每天祷告一个钟，每天读30章。
So I heard some of you say, I will pray 1 hour and read 30 chapters of the Bible.
哦，这个励志很好，但是做不到，太高了。
This resolution is very good, but it's not realistic.
从可以做得到的开始也是不错。
We start from where we start from what is possible.
有感动之后叫励志。
After we are moved, we have to resolve.
啊，如果你想励志的话，也是神在你里面在感动你。
If you resolve, it means that God is working with on you.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
腓立比书二章十三节，因为你们立志行事都在神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Philippians 2 verse 13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
腓立比书二章十三节。
Philippians 2 verse 13,
你们立志行事，你们立志行事。
For it is God who works in
因为神在你们心里运行。
Who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
今天是 NATS 学有课程整年课程最后一天了。
Today is NATS of last class.
你准备好立志没有？
Are you resolved?
你的志向是什么？
What is your direction?
每天回去，你要多少时间在祷告？
So when you go home, how much time are you going to pray?
你要多少时间读圣经？
How much time are you going to read the Bible?
立志以后聚会不要再迟到了。
And you resolve to attend the service on time.
立志的聚会的时候不要再玩手机了。
Resolve not to touch your handphone during service.
立志，我要开始认真的来服侍神。
Resolve to really serve God, seriously serve God.
立志，我要开始奉献十分之一了。
To resolve to offer up your tithes.
立志，我要报答主，努力做主的工。
And to resolve to repay God's love and work hard for Him.
如果有这种立志的话，神在你心里动工。
If you have such resolution, God will work in you.
看回来以斯拉记，以斯拉他也有立志。
Let's come back to Israel. Israel has made determination.
他的立志有三个方面。
He has three. His determination has three aspects.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第一，他立志要考究神的话。以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Israel 7 verse 10.
他要立志考究神的话。
He prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
因为如他知道，如果不很了解神的话，你就不能教导百姓神的话。
So if he understood that if he is not familiar with the law of the Lord, he could not teach the nation.
你很有热心，但是不了解神的旨意，你就会带领错误。
You may be full of zeal, and you if you do not understand the words of God, you will lead people wrongly.
带领错误的话，比不带领还要糟糕。
If you have led people wrongly, it is better for you not to lead.
是要带领的人一定要立志考究神的话。
So those who lead must exam to seek the law of God.
今天教会最大的危机、最大的困难是什么
？Today our the obstacle the church meet what is it?
不是没有圣工人员。
It's not that we do not have holy workers.
不是没有人愿意做圣工。
It's not that we don't have people to work for the Lord.
今天很多人愿意做圣工。
A lot of people are willing to work for the Lord.
很多人对行政的东西很有兴趣。
Many are very interested in the work of administration.
很多人对开会很有兴趣。
Everyone, most of people are wants to get involved in the meeting.
很多人对百乐很有兴趣。
Many are interested in the bylaw.
哇，对这个百教会的百乐啊，好像专家一样。
And they are experts in the bylaw.
一讲百乐，哇，很精神的。
So when they talk about bylaw, they are
哪一条哪一条要怎么修要怎么改。
So they are very excited and they know the inside out.
啊，教会的百乐也懂，政府的法律也懂。
They know the church bylaw and the government's bylaw.
背得出来。
They can even memorize it.
哇，一开会啊，哇，很精神。
So when they have such meeting, they are full of energy.
平常都看最后一堂看不到，一来开会讲白了，哇，发表不完。
So in normal times we don't see them, but during meetings they will have questions.
一讲圣经就点点，一讲圣经呢就没有话讲，哎呀，不晓得在讲什么。
So when we talk about the Bible, they will just be quiet.
对神的道没有兴趣，对做事很有兴趣。
They are not interested in the words of God, but they are interested in the work of administration.
所以教会常常在软弱当中。
So church is often in the weakness.
真的，我们自己看一看。
It's true. Let's have a look. We can have a look.
教会的负责人喜不喜欢听道理？
Whether the church board would like to listen to sermons?
喜不喜欢查经
？Do they like to study the words of God?
还是在聚会的时候都会在忙
？Or during the service time they are busy?
都在开着电脑。
They on the computer.
他说我在做圣工啊。
I'm actually doing the
holy work. 我在回教会的 email 啊。
I'm replying the emails from of the church.
但是打开圣经呢，哇，就看不下去。
So when they look at the Bible, they cannot continue.
这个就是最大的危机。
This is a great crisis.
没有认真立志来考究神的话。
They do not prepare their heart to seek the law of the Lord.
所以我们真的是为教会祷告。
So we have to truly pray for the church.
要为负责人祷告。
We pray for our council members.
要为宗教教育的老师祷告。
We have to pray for our RE teachers.
如果他们有这种心，像我们大家这些老前辈你们这样子，哇，学习神的话语。
So if they have the hearts that they are like the senior who have the hearts to learn the words of God,
教会一定会兴旺。
The church will prosper.
因为这个是根基啊，这个是道理的根基，也是我们服事的根基。
Because this is the words of foundation and the spirit of serving.
但是定志考究神的话呢，方向也不能搞错。
But to resolve to study the law of the Lord, we should not have a wrong direction.
不是在知识上面呢来下功夫而已。
It's not on the putting effort in the knowledge.
我记得我第一次参加完青年神训班回来。
I remember first when I joined the NYT.
那年我十八岁。
That year I was 18.
那我去完神训班回来就哇，圣经那么多知识。
So after NYTS, I came back and read the Bible. There's full of knowledge in the Bible.
觉得自己参加完神训班回来好像有点不一样。
So after I joined the NYTS, I felt that I'm different.
啊，记得那时候还在卡加里查经啊。
So back then I was in Calgary. I was studying the Bible.
参加查经班。
I attend the Bible study.
我圣经呢带了五本。
I bought 5 Bibles.
真的，不是开玩笑，那时候很骄傲。
Back then I was proud.
哇，有中文的。
I have a Chinese version, the English Chinese,
不同的版本的
and different versions.
那五六本，其他两三本那个查经的书
and two, three reference book.
哇，觉得拿着那么多书在身边啊，一坐下来那种感觉好像不一样，你们都不懂。
So I have so many reference and I felt so knowledgeable and you do not know anything.
哎呀，马上被人家摇中。啊，你们都不懂，你们只会中文，你看我还英文呢。
So you only know Chinese, I know English.
还会希伯来文的这个翻译。
I know the translation in Hebrews.
哇，那感觉到自己啊，好像在众人之上。
So I felt that I'm above all.
其实现在看回来，自己真的很无知、很幼稚。
So when I look back, I think I thought that I was naive.
真正的考究圣经啊，不是这样子。
To really study the words of God is not like this.
真正考究圣经是什么？
What is truly to study the words of God?
在神面前有一颗很谦卑，有一颗很无知的，就是觉得自己什么都不懂的心。
Is to have a heart that we come before God humbly and we do not know anything.
应该越查越觉得自己是太亏欠了。
So the more we examine the words of God, the more we fall short of God's glory.
越查越觉得自己是不懂。
The more we study, the more we feel that we do not know.
而不是说哇，越查越要表现自己比别人懂。
It's not say the more that we examine the words of God, the more we are knowledgeable and we are more knowledgeable than others.
如果越考究圣经，变越骄傲，那你不要查了。
So the more you study the Bible and you become proud, it's better for you not to study the Bible.
去了讲机会回来，走路都是往头往上面的，走路都有风的，那个你不要去了。
After you come back for the such theology seminar and you come back to your church and you are very
smart,
and you despise the elderly, then it's better for you not to go. This is not the proper attitude.
考究圣经啊，不是为了这样。
To study the Bible is not to have such result.
还有一些人查考圣经，另外一个极端。
So there is another kind of extreme result.
他们我们要考究啊，所以我们要钻研，钻研，还要。
So when we study the words of God, we have to drill into it.
每一个字我都要查。
I have to find every meaning of single words.
别人没讲过的，我要讲这些。
So if that someone else has not spoken on this topic, I will want to talk on it.
别人不懂的，我要懂，我要给弄懂。
So someone else does not know that, I have to know.
钻进去。
So they are very specific.
比如说查考这个创世纪啊，亚当夏娃吃这个禁果，他们都研究了到底吃什么果。
For example, the Genesis when Adam and Eve had eaten the fruits of the good and evil. What kind of fruits did they eat? Is it green?
不是苹果，有人说是芒果。
Is it apple? No, some say it's mango.
为什么芒果？
Why mango?
Mango 嘛，英文是 mango 嘛，吃了之后就要走了 ，mango.
So mango is after the man eat, he have to go.
在开玩笑。
It's joke.
有人在争论的，挪亚的方舟，那个门是怎么关的？到底？
So some disputes how the ark of Noah how does the door shut?
他自己关了还是神帮他关起来呢？
Did he shut the door himself or God shut for him?
那个门开左边还是右边呢？
So the door is open to the left or right?
钻研这些不是很重要的东西啊。
So they go into details of things that is not important.
禁果就禁果，你不要研究它什么果嘛。
The fruit of forbidden fruit is just a fruit.
你不要讨论这些不是最重点的东西。
Don't discuss on the things that is not the main point.
啊，有一次查考这个，有人查考这个以扫啊，不是为了一碗红豆汤。
So some study the Esau because of the red soup.
有人就在查考圣经的时候争论了，这个不是红豆汤。
So this is not the red soup.
啊，圣经说是 red stew 而已啊，这个红汤不是红豆汤。另外一个说不是，一定是红豆汤，甚至说有豆在里面，你不要给它豆拿起来。
Or some say it's a red bean soup, and some say no, it's just the red stew.
哎呀，这个争论这个是没有意思嘛，你喝什么都好嘛。
It's pointless to debate on the exact content of the soup.
最主要是你不要卖长子的名分，不是哪一种汤。
So the main thing is to sell, he sold off his firstborn's right.
所以考究圣经啊，也不要失焦，不要失去重点。
So when we study the Bible, we don't lose out the main key point.
也不要越查越骄傲。
You don't become proud as you study the words of God.
越查越谦卑。
The more you study the words of God, the more humble you should be.
这个是以斯拉，他真的很谦卑。
This is Israel. He is very humble.
然后他第二个立志就是要遵行。
So the second resolution is to submit to God.
查考圣经的目的不是为了知道更多。
To study the words of God is not to know
more. 查考圣经的目的是为了要行出来更多。
It's not just to know, but it's to put into practice.
我们不要满足于哎，我知道了。
We should not be satisfied just to know.
我学到了，我了解了。
Yes, I know not to just study the words of God to know.
这个不是目的。
This is not the purpose.
查经是方法。
To study the Bible is a method.
目的是要把它行出来。
The purpose is to act on it.
七章，约翰福音第七章。
John 7.
约翰福音七章十七节。
John 7 verse 17.
约翰七章十七节。
John 7 17.
七章十七节。
John 7 17.
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，这必晓得这教训是出于神的，或是我凭着自己说的。
If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God.
一个人怎么样可以了解神的旨意？
How can one understand the will of God?
怎么可以了解神的话语？
To understand the words of God.
你要立志把它行出来。
You have to resolve will to do His will.
学了，这是为了回去要把它做出来。
And after you learn, you have to act on it.
以色列就是立志，我要把神的话行出来。
Israel has resolved to act on the words of God.
如果我自己行不出来，
if he did not act on it,
我没有资格去教别人。
He doesn't qualify to teach.
如果我行不出来，
if he doesn't act on it,
我就是一个很虚伪的人。
He is a hypocrite.
所以他一定要行出来。
Therefore, he has to act on it.
你又说奉献的道理，你自己要奉献。
If you talk about the sermon of offering, first yourself you have to offer.
你又说要热心的道理，自己要热心呢。
And you talk about zealousness, you have to be full of zeal.
你要说圣洁的道理，自己要圣洁。
If you talk about holiness, you yourself have to be holy.
你要叫别人要谦卑，自己要更谦卑。
If you teach about humility, you yourself have to be humble.
这个是最难的。
This is difficult.
会教导的人很多。
There are many who know how to teach.
但是能够做出来的人就不多。
And not many can work, preach what they.
这是灵修最难的功课。
This is the most difficult spiritual lessons we have.
每天我们祷告。
Every day we pray.
我们来到教会听一篇道理。
And we come to church to listen to sermon.
我们有时候的焦点会放在这个人讲了到底好不好。
Our focus point could be is the speaker good at speaking?
专不专业？
Is he professional?
有没有口才？
Is he eloquent?
他的笑话好不好笑？
Is he his jokes funny?
还是他只会读圣经出来？哎呀，觉得很枯燥。
Or he just know how to read the Bible? It's so boring.
那个真的是不是重点。
This is not the main point.
讲得好一点，或者是好笑，或者是很平淡，那个不是重点。
Whether the speaker speak a good sermon or a very interesting one, that is not a main point.
重点是到底我现在能不能够做出来。
The main focus is am I able to act on it?
他讲的道理，我现在。他分享的道理，我现在能够做出来了吗
？What he preached on the pulpit, can I act on it?
如果还没有，主耶稣啊，你帮助我。
If you are still unable to perform it, pray that the Lord Jesus help you.
借着讲道者的口提醒我。
Thank God that through the preacher's mouth you reminded me.
还没有做出来。
I have yet to do it.
我要改。
I have to change.
是我要改。
It's me.
我们有时候都帮别人听道理。
Sometimes we listen sermon for other people.
有一次我讲完道下来。
There was once after I finished my sermon.
姐妹马上冲过来找我。
A sister came to me.
我说什么？姐妹有什么事？
I said yes, can I help you?
很道理，刚刚讲的太好了。
Preacher, you spoke very well just now.
我说你不要这样讲。
I said please don't say such thing.
她重点原来不是这个。
So her main point is not this.
她说有没有录音？
Did you have a recording?
我说为什么要录音？
I said why recording?
我先生今天没有来。
My husband is not here today.
这边道理对我先生太重要了，对他很需要听这边道理。
This piece of sermon is so good to my husband. It's so important to my husband.
没有来，我要录音，我要回去放给他听。
He wasn't here just now, so I want him to listen to it.
他很需要听道理。
He needs to listen to this sermon.
他听个道理，就觉得说先生很需要听这个道理。
So the wife, after listening to the sermon, he felt that the husband needs to listen to it.
而不是觉得自己很需要听道理这个道理。
It's not for herself.
没有错，我们都希望别人听到神的话语。
It's true that we want other people to hear the words of God.
但是其实我们自己更需要改变。
In fact, it's we that we need to change.
好了，当我们遵行的时候。
But when we submit to the words of God.
第三个立志。
The third resolution.
立志教训百姓。
To resolve to teach the people.
你对真理已经有根基了。
You have the foundation of truth.
可以做出来了。
You are able to act on it.
现在才有资格去。教导百姓。
So now you are qualified to teach the nation.
所以我们要求主耶稣帮助我们有以斯拉的立志。
And we pray that Lord Jesus will help us to have the resolution of Israel.
因为以斯拉的教训，百姓的信仰才可以复兴。
Because of the teachings of Israel, the nations have revived their faith.
我们再同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.